بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدة أشعار وعارف بالله ذاتي أقدس هزت مانا شاحكي محمد أختص ساب نور الله مرقده. The title is نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمرے کو ہم تو قوی تر ملے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمرے کو ہم تو قوی تر ملے لیکن نئے جام مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر اٹھا کر ہم بہن صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر اٹھا کر ہم بہن صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ عشق ندامت میرے باب الفت کیا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک يشكي ندامته من باب ألفته كراه ورهيه يشعل كرمه كلا لنقاطه عطاه ورهيه يشان كرمه كلا ليقاطل كرم كهندا عطاه ورهيه محبتك أخذتني كرامتك بيكون كسلطانها كالقدايا رهيه محبتك أخذتني كرامتك بيكون كسلطانها كداه ورهيه جهر دل خدا تل فداه ورهيه وثاني بتاسي جداه ورهيه.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد. Friends and elders, these are the words from the crevices and the depths of the heart of a person who has spent his life really looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and finding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sacrificing his entire youth, his entire life in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then words led us, like Hazrat used to say, that poetry is not my object. It happens that sometimes the eyes just open up during the course of the night and the pen starts flowing. Because this is what came from the heart. Then an ordinary person like me who doesn't understand what is love, he'll just translate literally their words. But the depth of it, there are oceans of love in these words. Where a first person can find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and achieve the object of life. Because the object of life is to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we haven't created you without a purpose. And in another place Allah says that the purpose of creating you is that you should worship me. And worship meaning you should recognize me. When a person loves something, then nobody will have to explain to him how to achieve his desire, how to achieve his ambition. A person wants to follow a certain career. A person wants to open up a certain business. A person wants to do something. Then nobody will have to teach him how he will find ways. They say that if a person doesn't want to do something, to bahane hazar hai. There will be thousands of excuses. But when a person wants to do something, then automatically they say, kaam kaam ko sikhata hai. That when a person puts his foot into that avenue, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it that it just doors just open up and the person thinks that how did I acquire this? How did I achieve this? So these are the words of the person who had given his life and sacrificed his entire youth, his entire life, looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and inculcating and imbibing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into his heart, and says that nayo jaan meena ata ho rahe hain. This is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening up upon us different conditions and different avenues that we can reach him. In the first couple of Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hain wo fani buton se juda ho rahe hain. Now that person who is all the time worried and concerned that I must move away from everything that displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the opportunity comes to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I must stay steadfast. Whatever it may be. It may be his hobbies, it may be his business, it may be his position, it may be his rank, maybe his status, whatever interests him. But he realizes that this thing is something which is taking away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. then he sacrifices that. Then what happens? Then he comes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person is sacrificing his every desire to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Automatically he will sacrifice whatever he realizes, no matter how important may seem in another person's eyes. Another person will say, but this person had everything going. He had factories, he had cars, he had workers, he had this, he had that. And he left everything to become just a person. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, the king of the time. But when the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came into the heart, then how he sacrificed everything, that these are things that are going to take me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's also not worth it. How long are we going to live? 50 years, 60 years, 80 years, whatever the case may be. But it's going to come to an end. Rather, I give my heart to that being who blessed me with the heart. Let me fill this heart with the love of that being who blessed me with the heart in the first place. So next place, Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi says, وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. Now this person, when he is sacrificing everything which was taking him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now those habits were so ingrained in him that come weekend he couldn't stay without it. But what is the score? Which teams are playing? What's happening? What's happening in the political world? Who is controlling what? Who is controlling the price of oil? And who is controlling the price of the dollar? And who is controlling this? And all the time, it was a person's passion, day and night. Now he's reading the news, 11 o'clock at night, sitting and reading the news bulletins. And all that. It was ingrained in him. It was alcohol, liquor, those who are in that field, they know that the older it becomes, the more they say it matures. Like that, as the person grew up, this was his passion, this was his hobby, this was his sports, his business, whatever, it was ingrained in him. But now when he realized, and now he sacrificed it, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening upon him doors of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's thinking, in which way can I reach my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let me read some nawafil, let me make tilawat of Quran, let me engage myself in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me do some relief work, let me go out in jamaat, let me do this, let me dig a borehole here, let me establish a madrasa there, let me do this. Nay jam umina, all the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening upon him doors, such avenues through which he can come closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, as Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. It sometimes it happens. Now the person had this habit, he was involved in sport, whatever the case may be, anything that took him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that was his way of life. Now he sacrifices. Now the friends have come on the weekend, let's go for fishing, or let's go and do this, let's go and watch this match, that country is playing this test match, whatever the case may be, let us go. Now he gives his, he holds his heart and he stays steadfast. He gives his life, he gives his soul. Kabhi jaan dekar, kabhi qalb dekar. Sometimes he sacrifices the desire of his heart. Rahe ishq mein bawafa ho rahe. Now in the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's offering all the sacrifices for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now he's becoming bawafa. Now he's becoming loyal to the being who created him. Now he's realizing the purpose of life. Now he's fulfilling the object of life. Now the purpose for which he has been sent into this world, now he's fulfilling that. And he's trying to come to closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi says, خشی اے خشی اپنی ان کی خشی پر لٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق پر صفا ہو رہے ہیں. Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi saying that whatever happens through the grace and fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a time, a person desires to do something. I want to do this, I want to do that. But it is something that is, it is guna, or it is something makruh, or it is something that will take a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person desires to do that. Now he sacrifices that desire. He sacrifices his wishes for the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like in another couplet, Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, that through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on a nalaik like me, his haram has come in front of me. Yeah? This is all the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same way that a person gives up his wishes for the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now elevates him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his rank, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now includes him amongst the awliya. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hadith of Qudsi say, now I become his eyes by which he sees, now I become his hands by which he holds, now I become his limbs by which he walks, meaning that now he is in total protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he is a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares war upon a person who troubles any friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, little bit of sacrifice that you did, that whatever I desired, whatever I wish to have done, but it will not please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I stayed away from it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now elevating the status of that person and raising him in rank, making him his friend, making him the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi now says, kabhi pee rahe hai lahu arzu ka, mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. Sometimes that desire becomes so strong that no, I have to do this, I have to go to the movies, I have to go with my friends, I have to do this, I have to do this deal, whether it's halal, haram, as long as I can make them, now he sacrifices that. So pee rahe lahu arzu ka, that desire that is in the heart, he sort of murders it, he sort of sacrifices it, he slaughters it, and he drinks the blood of it, that like Hazrat Allah used to say, that must drink the blood of your desires. Don't become a fox, a timid person, that when the opportunity comes to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you say, you know, I just can't manage it. I just can't, you know, I'm too weak. I just have to look at this woman. I just have to look at that. Then Hazrat Allah says that this person is a himmatur, that Allah has given you the ability, Allah has given you that capacity. Now when the opportunity comes, now is the time to use it. Now make that effort and come closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So drink the blood of your desires. Mita kar khudi ba khuda ho rahe. When you will do that, now you will become the loyal servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you will come closer towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, tujhe ho mubarak ashq e nadamat, naye baab e ulfat ke wah ho rahe hain. That when a person now is sitting in seclusion and thinking, ah, my whole life, what did I do? It just went away. It went away like a dream. What did I do? How could I have wasted my life like this? Or a person did something wrong and now he feels ashamed upon it. And he says he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. He's speaking, whether he lifts his hands or not, whether he moves his tongue or not. But now the heart is connected and says, oh Allah, how could I have done such a thing? How could I have displeased you like that? And he sheds a tear. Then two tears are very, very beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One tear is that which a person sheds in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this person sheds, they're shedding tears, crying in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah rahmatullahi says, very, very mubarak, this is very, very blessed to you, that when this will happen, when a person will cry and put his case before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, besides you, who is there for me? Aapke siwa mera koi nahi, e khuda, e khuda, e khuda, e khuda. That oh Allah, besides you, who is there for me? Who is there to pardon me? Oh Allah, if you close your doors, where else can I go? There's nowhere else that I can go. So now when a person sheds these tears, this is very, very blessed and fair. Congratulations to you upon these tears, which you are shedding in your regret, in your remorse, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi says, Ishaan karam hai ke nalai ko par, karam unke har dam ata ho rahe hai. This is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is his karam, this is his benevolence, this is his compassion, this is his mercy, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still showering his favors upon us. We are not worthy of it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to take us to task, then where are we going to go? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Halim, Allah is Kareem, Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim. Allah just overlooks and Allah just pardons. If Allah has to take us to task, then we won't even forget a sip of water. We are not even worthy of breathing the next gasp of air. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl, Allah's karam, that even with all our faults, with all our mistakes, He is still showering His blessings upon us. And what blessings? وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ. That if you try to count one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la tuhsuha, all come together, angels and jinnat and humankind, everyone, one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just the ni'mat of touch, or the ni'mat of smell, or the ni'mat of seeing, or the ni'mat of taste, one ni'mat, and there are so many millions and billions of ni'mats which are behind that. You will just say the sense of smell, but how many things behind it? Oh, how the body functions, how the all the ni'mat, so, with all our faults, with all our wrongdoings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still showering His favors upon us. This is His karam, this is His grace. Further, Hazrat Allah says, Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho, ye sultan hokar gada ho rahe. Hazrat Allah using His own name, but advice to all of us, that look at the end result of true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person in this world, In one couple of Rasulullah Rahmatullah he said that a person gives his life, he gives his heart, he gives his feelings to a mortal. That person doesn't even know that you are losing sleep. That person is sleeping warm in their bed. And you are restless. You are losing sleep. Your blood pressure is going up. You're getting palpitations. You are restless. But when you give it to them, when you give your heart in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you give, the more you realize it's too little. The more you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you will realize how compassionate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So Azrullah rahmatullahi thinks, look at the end result of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person is a king, like you just mentioned just now, that Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullahi alayhi, and like him, how many other people that sacrificed everything, that how can I find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything, the whole world if we give, with all its contents, with all what we'll say, the gold and silver and whatever mineral wealth and the different things of this world, if we give the entire universe, just to get a love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a very, very cheap deal. It's very, very cheap that you give everything to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with His true love, first of all myself, and after everything else.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-Kareem. Between the kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, of Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi, in which Hazrat has mentioned 25 ruhs, 25 a'mal and actions, by which the ummah will come out from its problems. The first one was Iman in Islam, and the second one was the acquiring of knowledge and sitting in the sohbat and company of the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, ruh three, reciting and teaching the Quran in Majid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. Another hadith, why do you not go to the masjid and learn to recite two verses of the Quran? For this is better for you than two camels. Three verses are better than three camels. And four verses are better than four camels, and so on. Camels and all vehicles of transport are of use in only this world, while the Quranic verses are of use in both worlds. Here camels have been mentioned by way of example, because of the great value and utility to the Arabs. This is merely an illustration. Otherwise, in actual fact, the entire universe has no comparison to even a single verse of the Quran and Majid. Another fact which emerges from this hadith is the great thawab of learning even a part of the Quran and Majid. Even a portion of the Quran and Majid acquired is indeed a great and wonderful ni'mat bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith number 3, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who recites the Quran well and clearly is equal in rank to the angels who record the creation's deeds. These angels are gracious, honorable, and of lofty rank. He who finds difficulty in reciting the Quran will obtain a double reward. A double reward means one reward for reciting and another reward for the added effort. This hadith exhorts the one who recites with difficulty to continue reciting and not to give up reciting thinking that poor recital is futile. On the contrary, such recitation is highly meritorious, hence a double reward. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who recites one harf of the Quran obtains one virtue. Each virtue multiplies to 10 virtues. I am not saying Alif Lam Mim is one harf, but Alif in it is one harf, the Lam in it is one harf, and the Mim in it is one harf. One example, that is Alam, has been given. Similarly, when the reciter says Alhamdu, he obtains 50 virtues. Allahu Akbar. What tremendous significance and reward. It is therefore most deplorable if one, because of neglect, fails to take advantage of this great offer by not acquiring the wealth of the Quran Majid. I mean, the example was Alif Lam Mim, I said Alam. Alif Lam Mim. Number 5. A person whose breast is devoid of the Quran, that is, he has not learned any portion of the Quran Majid, is like a desolate house. Number 6. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, a crown of such brilliance will be placed on the heads of the parents of one who learned the Quran and practiced on its laws, that its glitter will outshine the brilliance of the sun which penetrates your houses. What then do you think will be the position of the one who himself learned the Quran and acted in accordance with it? This hadith mentions the great significance of teaching the Quran and Majid to children. It is incumbent therefore upon Muslims to ensure that their children learn to recite the Quran and Majid.
if for some reason they cannot or do not gain the opportunity of committing the memory, the Quran and Majid to memory, then at least they should learn it by reciting from the text, Nazira. However, whenever the opportunity exists for imparting hifz to the children, advantage should be taken to acquire this great wealth. Indeed, it is a wonderful bounty. If for some reason the child does not have time for learning the whole Quran, then even a portion should be taught to him or her. This hadith exhorts even the acquisition of a portion of the Quran and Majid. Inshallah, we'll continue.
Alhamdulillah, wa kafa. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَى أَمَّا بَعَدُ فَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَاطِنَهُ وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمَ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. We have different conditions, halat, which come upon us from time to time. And we go through different conditions also. And difficulties and hardships that come to us are on account of our own doings. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعَفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. That whatever conditions come to you, it is of your own doings. What you did with your hands, your legs, your own doings. And in fact, Allah Ta'ala on His own forgives huge, huge amounts of our sins. Without even asking tawbah, making tawbah istighfar, Allah Ta'ala forgives huge amounts of our sins. And other places in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, if Allah has to take us to task for all our sins, then we will not be able to live for one second also. Nothing will exist in this world. We will be completely destroyed. So Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, most kind. And when our sins go over the limit, like we fill water in a glass, the glass is getting full. But we keep on pouring, now it overflows. Like that, when we keep on committing sins, and now they overflow, then Allah Ta'ala, that is a time when we have been taken to task. Then halat and conditions come upon us. Then we wonder from where this comes. And then normally also, unfortunately, the wrong trend that we take, that Allah has sent that condition. But now we blame this person, he has done this. The wife did this wrong, my partner did that wrong, this person did that wrong, but it was our own. And Allah Ta'ala says, when He does punish us, then وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. Allah uses the more greater oppressors to punish the lesser wrongdoers. So Allah uses them, we blame them. But actually, it is our own doings. Allah is sending that condition, and Allah is using them. Allah doesn't come Himself with a whip, with a stick, and that He punishes, but He sends these conditions upon us. Even a dog, if you throw a stone at it, the dog won't run after the stone. It will know the person who has sent it. It's coming from there, my problem. The stone is coming from there. So our conditions are coming from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't send the condition just haphazardly, just for nothing. This person that, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. What has Allah got to do? Give this person this problem, that person. Like na'uzu billah, Allah is just sitting, got no work, giving everyone problems. No, Allah says if you were thankful to Allah and you obeyed Allah Ta'ala, all this will not happen. And whatever good you do, obedience of Allah, Allah is shakir. Allah makes shukr. Allah doesn't, just imagine how kind. When we obey Allah, we just did our job. We don't deserve a pay on it. But Allah Ta'ala rewards us also. And Allah is fully aware what a person does. Whatever anyone does in the dead of night, he gets up, He's making his tahajjud. Nobody knows. He's crying to Allah. Allah Ta'ala knows. And Allah Ta'ala rewards accordingly also. And on these conditions, we should also understand the series of all this protest and in America, other countries, was one policeman who had done zulm on one person. It sparked off, in the whole world it has sparked it off. So that, so our wrongdoings also, when Allah wants to, and we must make a lot of tawbah, because of our wrongdoing, humanity suffers. Our wrongdoing, animals suffer. Vegetation, trees and things, no droughts come, fires come, and tree and whole forests are burned down, whole orchards are burned down. It was somebody's wrongdoing. And now this is, we see this happening in the world, we have seen it. It is there. Allah's system works like that. On the other hand, a person does something good and nobody knows about it, but good spreads in the world. People, mankind. Allama Khalid Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that, for example, wherever Quran Sharif Dars takes place, then from that place a noor goes from there to the right up to the heavens, to the skies. And that noor spreads all around there, from which not only the Muslims benefit, not only those who are in the masjid where the dars is taking place, but all the Muslims. Not only the Muslims, the non-Muslims benefit. Not only Muslims, non-Muslims, human beings, even the animal world benefits. The trees benefit. Everything benefits. The goodness everyone gets. So our worst enemy is our sins. We can blame any nation that they are doing this. People with all funny types of theories about this virus, etc. We can blame whoever we want to. But these conditions have come because of our doings. What we do, then Allah sends these conditions. And fortunate is that person who recognizes it and understands it. And then he tries and rectify it also. And Allah is so merciful. You turn to Allah Ta'ala with sincerity in tawbah, istighfar, Allah is ready. Allah on His own forgives so many sins. So if you return to Allah Ta'ala and ask Him and beg Him for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala will definitely forgive a person. One beautiful poem which one of Hazrat's murids has written, he says that the taqaza, the desire of committing sin, comes to a person. Then how shaitan deceives that person. And this is what commonly happens. Let me just commit the sin, then it's finished. Whatever sin, like for example, you want to make ghibat about somebody. Now it's in you. It just, you can't keep it back. You just want to, just let me say it finished. And then it's over. You couldn't say it to your friend, you went home, you said it to your wife. You couldn't say it to your wife, you went and say it. But till you don't get it off your tongue, you're just not satisfied. You have to go and say, that person, whoever you want to, you have got dislike for that person, you're making it see, but you want to say bad about him, till you don't say it, you're not satisfied. Then when you have said it, you feel, now it's finished, I won't speak about it again. I've said it, it's done. But sin is such a thing, that the taqaza is guna, the desire of sin, when you fulfill it, is never the answer to come to stop from that sin. Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali has written, when you commit a sin, for a little while, that desire goes away. But then it comes back more stronger. And more you want to commit that sin. Like for example, one beautiful example our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives, that if a person is thirsty, and he drinks some water from the sea, salty water, it's not going to satisfy his thirst. And he can drink the whole sea's water, but he's not going to satisfy his thirst. So every guna has got that in the nature of guna is that. A person, so many people, Allah save us all, for example, masturbation, that you want to, you say this is now the last time I'm going to do it. But you do it, it's not the end of it. You will fall back into it. Every guna like that, smoking. A person says, this is the last cigarette now. I won't smoke again. That desire comes back more stronger. The answer to it is to build up that courage which Allah has given every person. And then he just totally stays away from it. He doesn't do it at all. It will be difficult for him, hard on him. But just one or two or three times he's resisted, and then he's given up for life. A smoker, the desire for smoking comes, and he's thinking, I'm not going to smoke. He is determined, and he doesn't smoke. And the next time the desire comes, he doesn't smoke. He's gone for life. So all these things, and all this, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah has explained, like even for drugs. A person feels, if a person dies, I don't get my drugs, how will I survive? I must get it. They will go to what lengths? But if you just make it, and every person has got that within him. It is just a matter of using it. And in order to encourage yourself to you, whatever sin a person is involved in, to come out of that sin, to use that which Allah has given. If we could not resist, if we could not stay away from the sin, and we are committing sin and we don't have the power to stay away, na'uzu billah, it means Allah is making zulam on us. That Allah is going to punish us for a thing which we can't help. So it proves that we do have it. It's a matter of using it. And for that, if we are staying where people commit lot of sins, all whatever sins we are involved in that area, everyone is committing it, then you can't just stay away from it. The whole environment is going to stay with such people who do not commit sins. And when you will stay there, you will see the effect will come on you. And then you will be easily, you will also be able to give up sin. And for this, ulama have written that usually it's a 40-day period that you have to stay in such an environment, to stay with such people, and then it will rub off onto you also. And then you will be able to stay away from it. And if you do it properly, and you are determined, and you are sincere to Allah, and for to be sincere is not difficult also. All you have to think is all the favors of Allah. That what favors? Just the eyes. Allah could give us one eye, it should be sufficient. Allah gave us two eyes. Allah gave us our tongue to speak. Allah gave us our nose to smell. Allah Ta'ala has created insan. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. The most beautiful form Allah has created the human being. How his whole body structure, everything. What ni'mat of Allah. All around us, so many ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. As we are sitting here, nobody, Allah protect us all. We haven't got a stroke. We are not paralyzed. What ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. A person, there is no heart attack at the moment. There is no anything else. What ni'mat. The earth is staying firm. It's not shaking. Just a little shake of the earth. And then we also know what panic comes in the people. If there is a storm now, and for Allah Ta'ala to bring a storm in one split second is not difficult. And the middle of a huge storm to take it away is not difficult for Allah Ta'ala. In fact, one clip that is going around, one alim of India says, encouraging people not to give adhan, the great, great virtues and benefits of adhan. So he says when there was a flood some time ago in India, the people contacted him and they told him these floods, they are all on the rooftops. Floods, so lot, water everywhere. So he told them all to call out adhan. They called out adhan, then this was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. By 5 o'clock the water went right down. So all this amal are the solution for all our problems. The cause of our problems are our gunas. The solution to the problems are amal. Tawbah, istighfar, all these things, they are the solutions to all the problems. So whenever the taqaza, the desire of sin comes to a person, he just resolves, I'm not going to do it. And then the test will be there from Allah Ta'ala. For some Allah makes it easy. One time they just manage and they give it all up. They just kick the habit one time. But for others, that taqaza will come. Just stay away and you'll see that whole taqaza of that guna will go away. Then the desire of it really also won't come. And the desire of guna is a thing that is there. And our Shaykh, what great ma'rifat Allah granted our awliya. And we are so fortunate that we are connected with our Shaykh. He explained that don't even make dua that, oh Allah, take away the desire of sin from me. We would like that, then you are farishta like. And a farishta's position can never be like a wali of Allah. Because they can't commit sin. So if they stay away from sin, it's no achievement. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you go to the Qabristan and you tell all the people who are there in the Qubur, that how you people are so big awliya, you don't commit one sin. They can't commit sin. So if a person can't commit a sin and he stays away from sin, it's no achievement. A person who can commit, and a person whose desire to commit the sin is more, but he stays away, his reward is also so much greater. And this our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, like for example, usually the president of the country, the king, his salary is very high, the highest, because he's the king. So the sultan of the body, the king of the body is the heart. And to stay away from this, from sin, is the work of the heart. That desire is in the heart. I must commit this sin. I must commit this sin. I must do that. Now the heart works. And the heart doesn't commit that sin. So the reward from Allah Ta'ala is also so much more greater. The greatest reward, therefore, in the Hadith Sharif, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Stay away from maharim, all the haram which Allah has made, you will be regarded as the person who makes the most ibadat. The Allah Ta'ala will give you the highest wages. Somebody is making nawafil, somebody is keeping rozas, somebody is making umrah, somebody is doing, but the person who is staying away from sin, is in the biggest ibadat. And he will get the greatest wages. So sins are our worst enemies. All our conditions and difficulties that we go through in life are because of our sins. And of course, also there are those people whom Allah has fixed for them a high place in Jannah, whichever place in Jannah, but they have committed sins also. And if we ask for forgiveness, Allah forgives also, but we don't ask for forgiveness and we are just carrying on with our life, then Allah brings conditions upon a person by which those sins get forgiven now. Allah protect us all. Some illness comes now, or some financial problems come now, some problems in the family, fighting, arguments, fights in the family, and all different kinds. Now you're meeting up with accidents, now you are having a fight and quarrel with somebody, all conditions come. So, and by that, Allah is forgiving those sins. But if we ask, if you are awake, you don't have to wait for your alarm to ring. You are awake already. But if the alarm is, if you're not awake, the alarm is going to go. So if we don't wake up, then the alarm is going to ring. And that alarm also, those conditions also, Allah brings them to bring us to Allah, to wake up now. But still if we don't wake up, the alarm is going to ring again after 5 minutes, how it is set. After 10 minutes, another is going to ring a second time. It's going to ring a third time. This halat will come. Those halat will come. But a person makes tawbah, then you switch the alarm off. Now no halat will come on you. Now you are awake. If you are awake, no problem. So we have to wake up also. So with regard to sin also, yeah, also what shaitan plays on us. The person who's speaking that I'm alright, I have to tell other people their sins. And every person, individual also, I'm all right, I'm thinking of so and so. This, my wife is involved in this. This, my son is involved. My neighbor, that person is involved in it. Seldom it is that I'm involved in it. And a person who thinks for himself, I need it. And everyone's sins are different. The husband's, his sins will, they are different type from what the wife's sins are. The parent's sins are different from what the children's are. The ulama's sins are different from what the layman's sins are. Every person's sins are different. And what happens here also is that ghaflat which comes on our head. and a person unmindfulness, and it is such a thick layer on the mind, on the heart, that a person just can't get through it. How many people are involved, for example, in ghibat, backbiting, but they don't regard it. Thought doesn't come that I commit. And today, backbiting with the cell phone. You don't have to meet somebody also. Just forwarding a message also. Or just sending a message. Now you are debating with somebody. You are arguing. Now you are running down somebody. You are involved in slander also. And how shaitan also fools us that I'm doing deen's work. I'm busy now with the work of deen. But you are falling into major... Shaitan is such an enemy, so shrewd he is, that he will make us think that I'm doing great work of deen. But we are right in the worst type of sin. For example, we are doing things for name and fame, show, which comes in the clearly in the hadith. An alim, qari, a mujahid, a person who is rich and generous and spends freely, but they are involved in the sin of doing it for name and fame. And they don't realize it also. And they feel that we are doing great work of deen. A person will be teaching, for example, kitabs, and he's teaching hifz class, everything. But if he's doing it for a wrong motive, he's not doing it for the pleasure of Allah, the world will regard him as a great buzurg. He will think I'm a great buzurg. But by Allah Ta'ala, what is his condition? So all these things, a person gives his life in Jamaat also, for example. He gives every year Hajj, Umrah also. All these things. We spend our time in the Khanqah, the Shaykh also. And he also thinks that I'm really, how lot of deen's work I'm doing. But if there is, for example, not fulfilling the rights of the wife, for example. Or we are making zulm upon somebody in the process. What is the condition of that? So sins are very, very common also. And they are widespread also. A person must think very careful. And this is what is called muraqabah. To take out that little time to try and get to it. That what are my sins? What are my wrongs that are there in my life? And then Allah is most kind. A person turns to Allah, even if we can't make out our sins. We can't really, we ask Allah, oh Allah, and in fact we shouldn't even ask that, Ya Allah, show me my sins. We are so bad, we might go in a depression. So we just ask Allah, you just forgive my sins. You just remove my sins completely. Because there are so many sins. Like a person, said beautifully that, the enjoyments of today are the sorrows of tomorrow. Like a person today, he's having an illicit affair with somebody. Now he's enjoying it, but when the thing comes out and everything, it comes out in front of everyone, what sorrow isn't it at that time? So, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example. A person is suffering from diarrhea. His stomach can't control his food. The food is going out, but he's not treating it. And he's got a dawat. And they have wonderful food there. If he's going to say, I got diarrhea, everyone else will advise him, don't eat. Stay away from food. But this food is so delicious. And I won't get it again. So he just wants to eat also. And dawat after dawat he's getting. And he's not telling anyone. So he eats. And when he's alone, he goes to toilet all the time. He's going and that. But the next time, again, he wants to. He carries on like that. He's not doing treatment for his diarrhea. He's just carrying on, and secretly he goes to the toilet, relieves himself. But the time will come when he can't control it. And now, Hazrat gives the example, while they're eating, he couldn't control himself. And he messed his trouser. So the host also asks, what's this terrible smell here? What's happening here? When they find out, he has messed his trouser there. So Hazrat says, our gunas also. Diarrhea of gunas. We are just committing gunas. Do them, we are doing them secretly. Nobody knows. But Khuda nakhasta, Allah protect us. When it comes, and now it gets exposed. And the smell of guna is much, much more worse than the smell of stool. and or if urine or stool, and that also. So these kunas are the worst enemies. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِسْمِ وَبَعْطِنَا. Give up all sin. The open sin also and the hidden sin also. Open sin, we all know, we don't make namaz, is a guna, kufr, shirk, what big gunas they are. All other types of immorality, all the sins associated with immorality. Then as far as akhlaq is concerned, ghibah, backbiting, all those, then they are the hidden sins also. That the person outwardly is a farishta. Not only topi, amama, and then kurta, beard, everything. But his heart is polluted with sin. His heart is black, hatred for people, jealousy, malice, all this. And these are all so common. So much today, like somebody said, it's useless telling anyone of one's problems. Nobody is interested to hear your problems also. 80% of the people are not interested listening to you. And the 20% are happy you got problems. So who is really there to help you out and to listen to you and to sympathize with you, to guide you? We don't find this. People are not there. People, in fact, want to hear. And when today also we see the phone, we want to see those messages, and we feel we have to check ourselves. Somebody is attacking somebody. Are we feeling happy about that? Even just that, good, he told him like that. And now we're getting that that joy in us. Our iman is very weak. That we are enjoying at the suffering of somebody. We hear somebody has got this problem, and it happens in the family, this part of the family, they are suffering that, those people are suffering that, and we getting happy, and we desire that somebody must have problems, etc. So this is all, whereas the Sahaba, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَ, that they used to just sacrifice. How the Ansar sacrificed. They took them in. What today we get a visitor, we just hear a phone call, a door knocked. Oh, now again I have to now sit with the person. Now I have to feed the person. Now we get what? They used to go out of their way. We can't believe that what their condition was. And they were so happy, and how they sacrificed for their strangers, but so close the blood. Iman, the stronger Iman is, the more on the basis of Iman, no matter what the color of that person is, no matter how rich, how poor he may be, no matter if our family is not our family, we will go out of our way for that person. Really, if we can see, who of us does that today? Today for the family we are not prepared to do. For our close people and for complete strangers, the people of Makkah, the Muhajirin came. They were the Quraysh, the Ansar of Medina Sharif, a complete different, but how just on the basis of Iman. How today with the difficulties the Muslims are going through in the world, ask ourselves, do we feel anything? Ask ourselves, do I make one dua for the people who are suffering in the world? What am I doing? What is my contribution? Have I got any feeling? When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the whole ummat ka jasadin wahidin. It's like one body. If one part of the body has got a pain, that the whole body feels it. And the whole body reacts to it also. So how are we feeling for the ummat? And how many people are going through what difficulties? And today we hear people having difficulties, problems, but doesn't really affect us also. We don't really worry. So Allah give us tawfiq. So Allah make us understand that our worst enemy is our sins, our conditions in the world. And then again in the akhirat, if we have to die with sins, and if Allah doesn't forgive us there, it's all then up to Allah. If we didn't make tawbah, istighfar, what the conditions of tawbah, the correct tawbah, then what will be the condition in the qabr? What will be our condition on the day of qiyamah? So all these are our sins. So the end, to stay away from sin is one of the greatest ibadat. It is a great, great ibadat. And each one of us, when we talk also with one another, we will talk about somebody, that person he's not sincere, he doesn't do this, he's not like that, but to worry about ourselves. And the first starting point is that if we worry about ourselves and we make sincere tawbah and istighfar, then inshallah conditions will also come right and there will be peace in the world if each one of us we try and correct ourselves. But I'm more worried of my wife is more worried, my husband is like this, that your parents, our children are not listening, and the children feel our parents are not right. And today the ummah, what conditions the ummah is going through, all our social life has gone really out of control, what conditions we hear. Allah Ta'ala help us, guide us, let us realize that our gunas, our worst enemies, and that we have to stay away from gunas and correct our lives, and inshallah we will see that our conditions will improve. The happiness will come in the heart and our conditions will improve. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.